From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Facing the imminent threat of terror attacks, Belgian authorities placed Brussels on lockdown Saturday, closing its subway system and warning citizens against public gatherings. The Belgian Prime Minister warned that several individuals with arms and explosives could launch an attack in one or more places in and around the capital. Authorities say the warning was based on what they called quite precise information, including the possibility that chief Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam could be planning a suicide attack in Brussels. Koen Gans is Belgium's justice minister.
It is a serious and imminent threat. Otherwise, our Center for Analyse of Threats would not have qualified the situation as 4 on a scale of 4.
Belgian police also discovered a weapons stash at a Brussels home occupied by a suspect arrested in connection with the Paris attacks. U.S. Embassy in Brussels urged Americans to shelter in place and remain at home. Metro trains in the capital are shut down at least until this afternoon, with residents urged to avoid concerts, shopping areas, and transport hubs. President Obama has condemned what he calls the appalling terrorist attack at a hotel in Mali that left at least 21 people dead, vowing a relentless pursuit of the killers. Speaking at ASEAN Summit in Malaysia, Mr. Obama said Friday's attack in Bamako will only stiffen U.S. resolve to combat terrorism. He said, also, America's allies and partners are determined to protect their citizens and root out terrorist networks. Two West African militant groups claim joint responsibility for the attack at Radisson Blue Hotel. This is VOA News.